Oh
Hey
dear.
everyone, it's so good to see everyone. I tell you what, all you early birds that are here, this is the one thing I want you to do. I want you to think about your one burning question you have about the website and the app. So, the one thing that you want to know about, you have a question about, you want to know if it can do, or whatever it may be, think about that one thing. And once we get everyone in, we'll get you to fire that into the chat and we'll see if we can cover that off, because there has been, I've been having lots of fun with it. This is a nice thing. See, Alia lives and breathes this all the time. They give it to Digital Dunce over here. So manipulate. So if Digital Dunce can actually manage to get through it, I think there's hope for us all.
I'm sure it's not that bad, Marie, but I look forward to going through it all with you guys in a moment. And I see some people asking whether or not we'll be having live radio again in the mornings. Not at this stage. And that's mainly because we had to choose, right? We had to decide whether we shut up shop or whether we gave it a good shot to keep in the game. And so that was what RCR 2.0, where that was born from. We just didn't have the resources. It's a very resource intensive financially and human resources to pull that off. And we just have to live within our means. So that's where we're at with that. And I see some people are already starting to put in their messages and things about what they're wondering about the app. Let's get started. We've got around about 400 of you in the house tonight, so that's good. And
Awesome.
we are recording this, so if anyone needs to play it back or share it with a friend who's missing it tonight, you can do that. So let's get the pull up the website. Now the website is actually the same as the apps. So essentially your app view is going to be just a narrow view of the website. So anything that we're doing on the website is pretty much available on the app version. So you come to the homepage of the new site, and right at the top each week, there is the link to the latest episode of the RCR 360. And so this week it is the episode 2, which Marie and Alistair did the other day on the GE, the genetic gene tech bill, which is due tomorrow, the feedback for that. So if you haven't done that, it's a quick reminder to put that on your list of things to do tomorrow before midnight, Monday. And you can watch it from there. So you click through and that will open it up in another page with the video. Now, as you will hear, actually, you probably didn't hear because I haven't got sound enabled, but it is now set to autoplay any video that is that you're clicking through onto with volume. So if you don't want the volume on, you can just turn it off like that, and you can make it bigger through the full screen button, smaller again. You can use a little cog and you can change the quality. If you're having trouble with buffering or slow loading, you can drop the quality down, or it's set to auto, so it should figure that out itself. But if you want to go through less data, or if you're somewhere on the run and you still want to watch it, you can turn it down to a lower quality so it doesn't draw so much. And you can also turn up this change the speed. So it's set to normal, but you can crank it right up to two times speed if you're like some of us who pretty much only watch everything at that speed because there's not enough time in the day. So that's 360. Let me see if we go
And
back
actually,
to the
if you
main
scroll,
page.
if you just click on that 360 again, because I discovered
Yes.
something really interesting with that. So just click on that and scroll down. There it is. Right. So if you was, and this is what I struck, because I had a number of people, husband included, who were wanting to share the episode to other people, and there's no share button there. If you click, see all the episodes are across the bottom there in the small, I'm pointing to the screens if you can see me pointing to the screen. I'm sorry about that, everyone. If you click on those individual episodes, then it will come up and there is your little share arrow. There you go. Ali is showing to it to you that arrow. So if you're
Yes, so you can
wanting to
click that.
share, if you can click that and then copy it and share it around to whoever you want to share it. So that was one of the things that I discovered this week when I had people saying, hey, I missed your episode, but I'm wanting to send this to a friend. How do I do it? I can't find the share button. So that's where it's hiding.
Yes, so that's an important thing to note actually. Sometimes people might come up the top here to the URL, the domain bar, and take the share from there, but that won't work on this site. So you do need to go into this little share box and then click the copy button there. You can see it says link copied to clipboard. And so you can paste that somewhere else by right-clicking and choosing paste, or doing Command or Control V on the shortcut. You can also choose to share it to X or Facebook, or I always forget what this one is called.
LinkedIn, isn't it?
LinkedIn,
LinkedIn.
that's it. And this must be Telegram. So you can click on those, and it will take you away to your account if you have one. And there you go. So oh great, we've got National with Pride.
Whoop-de-doo. Hey, what
Yeah.
happened to Bish's shirt? Do you think they didn't have one big enough for him?
Oh
Did I say that out loud?
yeah.
Oops. Anyway, I digress.
Right. And this little button here, this little plus within a circle, that one is for if you want to save it to your own library to watch later. So you're having a look around, you're trying to choose the things that you'd like to listen to or watch, and that will save it into the place, your library, which we'll look at soon. And it has a little spot down the bottom for your favorites.
And I actually discovered today, again, another thing I discovered is if you press the share button, it automatically saves it to your library. Stop it!
Oh, very good.
There you go.
Very good. I didn't know that. That's great. So you will surely, when we have these episodes or interviews or features, regular features, if there's anything within those, you'll find the show notes down here with a link to whatever is discussed within that episode for you to click through to. Okay, so oh yes, there's one more thing here too, excuse me, is that this little button. So you can, if you want to, just listen to the episode and not watch it, you just click that and that turns it off. And so that will give you just an audio only version of the episode or interview or segment that you are choosing to listen to. So just the toggle of the on off. It's set to on. Actually, it's set to on these, but I think it might be set to off on
On
the
the
other.
others. Yeah, I
Yeah.
saw that. Hey, look, just while you're bouncing around, I got a question here from Jackie. Hey, Jackie. Jackie's one of our Hawke's Bay peeps. Good to. Hi, Jackie. Can you address and say a weekly schedule? So, the good news about a weekly schedule is most of us as hosts are actually uploading our content on the days that they would have been scheduled from when we were using live broadcasts. So, if you're going to look for a counterculture type interview in Kiwi Farm, generally that will appear on a Wednesday. Unless I have a moment of writer's block, which is what occurred last week, and you got it a day late, and then you got singing. So, sometimes that can be quite a terrifying thing. Anywho,
That was brilliant.
but then we are going to try and stick to those sorts of days. So Media Matters will be on a Thursday. We've got the new 360 on a Thursday. So there'll be a sort of a routine there. So if you are somebody who listens to a regular podcast, for example, you'll know that they will often upload content on a certain day each week or each month or whenever. And we're going to aim to do the same thing. So all of us will try and have our content ready for you on the days that you would usually expect to get it. So that's what we'll be doing with that. Sometimes it may change depending on guests or where we're there. The beautiful thing is, and like this is for me from a host perspective, I know how much you guys love the live product, but from a host perspective, it is so wonderful now that I don't have to limit interviews to a very, very set time window because we had very, very rigid times that we had to work to. So Trevor Loudon would be a fantastic example of that. Trevor and I had such an incredible conversation when we spoke last week. I just literally realized that this isn't one interview, this is two interviews, and I was able to break it up, which I couldn't do on the old format. I would have had to have cut that interview for half the amount of time, and you guys would have missed out on such great content. So that's actually one of the positives. We're not limited by time anymore, which for us as hosts is massive because it means we can explore a topic. We don't have to feel rushed. I'm not looking at the clock thinking, I haven't gotten the meat and potatoes from this person for you. I can just gently let the conversation flow. And if it takes half an hour, it's half an hour. If it takes an hour, it's an hour. It doesn't matter. So from that perspective, it means the quality of the interviews you're getting are, I think, are a lot better from all of us because we're not constrained by time.
Yeah. I'm just having a quick look through lots of comments in the chat, and there's a few different things in there that we will get to tonight. There's some good features that have been introduced since we started back with 2.0, and the IT team have been going great guns trying to fix any bugs and change things up. It's not, sometimes it's not until you actually start using it that you go, oh, actually, that's not the way I really want it to be. I think it's going to be better if we do it this other way. So we've done a bit of that. And I just thought, seeing as this was actually already here down the bottom, is the little player. So it will keep going. If you are still browsing the site, you can still sort of have it playing in the background. But if you want to lose it altogether, you just hit the little cross button and that will make it go away. So, at the top, underneath the CR360, you've got the daily brief, which is that's our new sort of little rundown of the news and opinion and what's going on RCR to signpost what you can expect to see that day or coming up this week, or if there was something really good that you might have missed from the previous day or two. That is where you'll find that stuff out, as well as any calls to action on our campaigns. If there's any feedbacks due with the government that we've been focused on, that kind of thing. So it's designed to be shareable. It's also designed to be not too dissimilar from what somebody might hear in the mainstream, because remember that a lot of what we're doing is trying to reach people who are just sort of transitioning out and away from listening to legacy media and paying an end. But they've kind of had enough. But they want something that sort of sounds a bit familiar. So that's it's designed to be shared and to give people an idea of what they can expect to see and hear on RCR. So that's every weekday at 12 o'clock. You can expect those to be sort of 15 minutes or less. And the most recent one will always be the orange one. And then you've got the back catalogue there as well. So you can click to view all. I mean, that's probably not the best version to be looking at, because they all look the same. But when you come down to the latest, now we've just changed this category. We had it as RCR Talk before, but what we've done, this is where you go to get continuous play. So for the people who want to just hit play as listen reading something that somebody emailed in today to say they were so pleased to see this feature that they could just hit play and not have to take their gardening gloves off to fumble and try and find the next one, because it just will play from one interview episode into the next, into the next, into the next. And it's clever enough to know if you've already watched or listened to one before, it will skip that one and go to the next one. So there's some intelligence sort of happening there. So if I click on this one, I think the Fourth Estate was only that was audio only this week, but they are set, I understand,
RCR with
to audio only as a default. So if you want to watch the video, come down and click the little video button, and that will load the actual video file there as well. Otherwise, it will be automatically on off. And you can, again, you can add it to your favorites or share it from there. And so that one will play into the next one. So that's like giving a bit of a live stream feel, as close as we can get it to at this point in time. We are developing that. So at the moment, that is only on audio play. So the idea is you're driving in your car, or you're out in the garden, or you're at work, and you just want to be hearing it going in the background without it chewing lots of data or anything like that. That's your option for that. And I do think that the team is working on a video version, but they're not there yet. So at the moment, that is where we're at there. And if you go to view all, that's when you can actually see everything that you've got on offer, and with the latest at the top. And you can view it in this view here, or in the bigger view here as a grid. And
Sally also asked too, she's missing the morning show with Paul. How can we get that back on? And you're struggling because you're retired and technically challenged. That this feature, Sally, will be your lifeline. So you could start with a Paul interview and then it will just click through. And then you should be able to, is there a skip earlier? Like if there's an interview that you think, ah, no, and you can just skip to the next.
You know what, I'd have to test that out and see,
Yeah.
but I would imagine that you could, if at the very late at the very least, if you're on this one and you've already heard it, or you want to skip to the next one, then just tap on the next one is what I would
Yeah.
say, and it will continue from there. But we can work on that. I'll write
Yeah.
it.
And that's the thing. I mean, I know it's really easy. You used to just jump on the app and press that big play icon with the live, but this does actually allow you a little bit more nuance, and it will give you that feel because it will just bounce from one to the next to the next to the next. So you can just have it on in the background and listen to all the different content that's coming through. And you know that means that you can, as Alia said, you can get that live feeling. The difficulty is that it is, having done breakfast radio a million years ago when it was analog and actually much easier than it was today, it was still really people heavy, and heavy in terms of production and the ability to get things uploaded and done, and expensive. So that is certainly something that these guys are really mindful of, and we want to make sure that we can continue to bring you the content. So that is, you know, super really important. A whole heap of you are asking about Cam. I know that Alia has covered this before. Cam is he's still he's. We still love the Cam. I talk to Cam all the time, but the format change didn't work for him last year, so he chose to pursue his own thing. So you can still see what he's up to over at the Goodwill, and yeah, so that's where Cam's heading. And you know, the door's never closed for the big guy. We love him to bits. So that's what he's up to, and he will, you know, still be camming away on X and doing all the things that he does. So if you're wanting to get political content now, we've got William McGinty and Diwa, and they're doing some really, really great stuff. And so they're filling that gap for everybody. And Lindsay is also back as well with his sort of cutting and pithy observations of what's going on in the world politics and abroad. It was so good to hear Lindsay back this week, earlier. I really enjoyed it. It was great.
Yes, and we've got Rachel Stewart is joining the club and coming out with something that's similar to Lindsay, but in video form. So that's something that we're really looking forward to as well. I see that somebody was asking how much it would cost to put ball back on in the morning. I think, you know, the answer to that is we were trying to put out RNZ style content with a fraction of the budget, a very tiny fraction of the budget. And you know, their breakfast morning show had something like 16 producers. We had one main one and two extra sort of helpers. It's you know, unless we were kind of gifted many, many millions of dollars, I don't think that it's just not feasible for lots of reasons. So it's not just the money, it was actually the staffing and all of that as well. For every piece of content that goes out, many hands touched it to be able to put it up on the website and advertise it and do all the graphics and all the editing. And there's just so much that happens in the background that I think people, you don't really know until you try it. And so that's where we're at with that. We're doing the very best that we can to have the biggest impact that we can possible. I've also seen something there that is asking about the download button. So that is something that we can talk about. So this is a audio only episode, and what you can see here, which wasn't available on the other one, is this little cloud with the down arrow. That is a download button, but at the moment it's only available on the audio only listings. So the IT team are working hard on this. They've been working on it for the last week, and they're trying to find a sort of a way around being able to do this when there's the video element is added, so that if you're on a plane or if you're going somewhere without connection, you can store them in within your own app or device. So that we are working on that for those people who are wondering that. Get rid of the
The other
cloud.
one too, I just saw Libby was just saying, so thrilled to see Liz still here, which is the wonderful Liz in our inbox team. Yes, we couldn't do without our Liz. Now, you may have wondered, of course, now we're still as get hosts wrapping our heads around all of this. One of the things that we had in Queenstown when it went live is obviously there was that immediate interaction on the text machine. We are working on different solutions for that in terms of mailbags and how we actually tackle that. We're still reading all the contact mailbags, comments and the like. If you caught Media Matters last week, whoever, if you're here who sent in the hunker spunk for Marty, thank you. Thank you. It was so nice to be able to embarrass my dear friend. It was wonderful. That just tickled my funny bone no end. You have no idea. So we are still reading that. And so Marty and I'll probably start including mailbag like we always used to do with Media Matters. We'll add that in with those recordings. So do keep that feedback coming. And I know, Ali, you're working with Paul and other members of the team. So then that way you can get that interaction. But here's the thing, Libby, and I know that you're good at this, is that that's where our socials work really well, is that interaction you can have on our social profiles. That is so incredibly valuable. I've had to dust off my ex bone. I've been on Twitter since 2010, but it's essentially been a quiet stalker and voyeur for most of that time. I've had to flex the old ex muscle. And it's a really good way to get instant responses to our audience and to people that are following us. And it also helps us spread our content as well. So by commenting and leaving feedback and thoughts in spaces like Facebook or X, you're actually helping us as well. So that's one way that you can do it. And a good chunk of the time, if you, I mean, I have my profile, Marty has his, Diwa, Tane, and Alia is the maven of all things social media. Often it is her that is there. So do, if you've got something you want to say or share or thoughts like you used to express at 2057, still do it. But I mean, feel free to whack it on X or do it on Facebook as well. I know Charmaine on Facebook, I love, she's always posting and putting things up. We've got regulars in those spaces. So do it. It does actually help with our algorithms and all of those things to help get that message out there and get that reach happening.
Yeah, that's so true. I mean, I'm thoroughly over Facebook, but the only reason I
Oh,
stay
yeah.
here is to try and make a difference. It's not about depending on it. Somebody's just said it's old media now, don't depend on it. It's where a lot of people are. And so if we are actually going to be successful in reaching a broader audience, you have to go where those people are and sort of share things that might get underneath their eyeballs. And so that's why I stay there and I share things. And it just, like Marie says, it helps with the algorithms to make sure that our content does go further and has a greater opportunity of making a difference. So if we keep going down on back to the website, you've got RCR 360. And so every week on a Thursday at 8 p.m., we have our RCR 360 episode that comes out at 8 o'clock. And once that's premiered, it goes up as a on-demand listing, and you'll also get a couple of clipped kind of pieces out of it. So if we've had an interview or two, they'll be separated out as their standalone kind of content. And eventually we'll also have some shorts in there as well. So if you just thought that John Carapiet's interview was the bee's knees,
Welcome
you
back.
can take that and you can share it with your friends. And it would be really helpful if we do that before tomorrow's deadline because it was a cracker. They were both were actually, both of those interviews were amazing. So you can click the view all and see them there as well. We had the trailer for the first one. Sometimes we will do a trailer if we can get it ready in time. And back to the editor's picks. So these are the content that we recommend that has been really, really good. I mean, it's hard to say really because everything's blooming amazing on RCR. But these are the things that we thought if somebody comes new and they want to have a look through what the sort, get a flavour of the sorts of things that we talk about, this is a good sample of the sorts of interviews and topics that we cover. You can also come down and view content by host or contributor. And so if you click on Paul Brennan, you will get a whole lot of episodes of Paul speaking to other people. So you can click through and find something that way, especially if you are looking for something in particular that
I have
may.
a question earlier. If you started on that Farzan one, will it all continuously play across all the Paul clips?
That is what we're aiming for. I'm not sure if we're there yet, but I wouldn't imagine that it's far away at all because I think that once you apply that function to one of the categories. I think it's relatively simple to apply it to the others. But I think that it might be still in the pipeline. But that's the idea, is that we want to have these kind of streaming personalized options for people, so that they can go, okay, I want to listen to all the money talks. And so then it will just do that within each category. Okay. So you've also got the same thing by features, and I'll show you this in a minute when we go to the explore page, because this has all of those on that page. So you can look for your favorite feature, money talks, political agenda. I saw somebody said further back, have we ditched it? No, we haven't. It's just that the team has been scrambling to get everything that we are doing currently out on time. And the political agenda was something we are hoping to be able to do on socials, or in a way that is interactive. So that's going to take a little bit of extra brain power to sort out, so that we can figure out how to get everybody in on a call and go out broadcasting live in that way. So I think that will be actually quite exciting. And for those people who want to have that live interaction, that might tick a few of those boxes. And of course, we can be doing that sort of thing with webinars as well, just like this one, so that people can have their say in the comments and interact that way. RCR Express is 15 minutes or less. So if you only have a short time to fill to listen to something, you're waiting for an appointment or something like that, you've got a short drive that you're on and you want to listen to something from start to finish, these are the episodes that fall underneath within that time frame. So you can go there and find those. And remembering that you can just scroll through along for the most recent ones, or you can hit the view all to have a look at everything. Common Ground is, it's got there as a subtitle, Everyday Stories and Perspectives. It's the sort of stuff that is kind of the safe things to share with other people that might be just starting to open up on some of these topics, and it gives them an entry point into finding out what RCR is about and what they can expect to see here. It's sort of safe content that they can have a look through there. So you've got lots of gardening sort of stuff and things on education and health, that kind of thing. Then underneath here we've got all the topics, so you can browse by topic. If you're looking for everything that you want to see on gender ideology, you can click through to that, and that will load all of the content that has got tags. Sorry, my internet's a bit laggy. Has been tagged with the gender ideology in the back end of the website, so that will pull up all sorts of things, and that's a big topic that we cover. So there'll be plenty there to watch and listen to. Just below that is the take action zone. So this is where you'll find everything to do with any of the campaigns that we are running, present and past. So the WHO campaign is finished, but you can still link back to it to find the information. The GeneTech one is ongoing. The CBDC one is still ongoing. We're working on phase two for the COVID inquiry, is what we're going to be helping with there. And I think there's another one of fluoride. So this is a place, if you're looking for information on for feedback templates and that kind of thing to try and be a part of a pressure campaign, this is where you go to get that. So this is, if you click on the GE, that's going to take you here to this landing page. And same with the little banner there, that will be switched out depending on what our main focus is at any given time. Underneath here is the roving reports, and that is the video footage of Tane's sort of man on the street stuff. At the moment, that's mostly with Brendan Huare that is in there, but we're going to be uploading a bunch more that within these short shareable kind of categories. And same with this one here. So if you do follow us on socials, you will see a bunch of these clips that go out from most of the interviews that we do. We'll get a clip or two that go out on social media to share of some of the, most engaging kind of content from that interview, that somebody, the guest, says something really, really great. And so that gets clipped into a 30-second to 3-minute sort of clip that goes out. to try and advertise the fact that there's this a more in-depth interview that they can click through and listen to on a topic that they might be interested in. So those are really good for sharing.
I saw a question here from was it Jackie asking, is it Jackie asking, could we still re-listen to some of the old content that was
Oh,
there
yes.
previous? And the short answer to that, Jackie, is most definitely. If you so, for example, I know that I've gone back over some of my old content of late. So it's like, for example, any of my stuff, click on me, and then you'll see all of that down there. If you know who the person is, use that search bar and explore and just put in a keyword. So I had a situation this week where Megat Wad, who I interviewed last year, Senegalese entrepreneur, very highly critical of foreign aid and intervention in Africa. She's been very hot on X at the moment, really been quite scathing about US aid. Well, I interviewed her last year, so I wanted to go back, find that clip, get the link so I could share that up on X. So you can definitely go through that. You can re-listen to it. Or Trevor Loudon. So Trevor is a regular with both me and Paul. You can actually, so if you want, if you love Trevor, you put in Loudon, all his content comes up. Jeffrey Tucker is again a regular. I've done interviewed him. Paul's interviewed him. Alistair's interviewed him. So if there is a guest you particularly love, even and you want to see all the content that they've done, you can put that as an in as a keyword, and that will come up. And all of those previous interviews will be there, all in audio only. You can still download them like you did before, so it hasn't gone anywhere.
No, and that was one of the big things that we actually wanted to do with this change on the website, because we have got some incredible, like the most incredible back catalogue of interviews and content. A lot of it is really timeless and really good resource material. But the problem was with the volume of it before is that it all got buried, and our search was a bit ridiculous on the website. So the search has been improved. You can find what you're looking for. We've tried to make sure that everything is within its proper categories. We're still working on that. Sometimes something might be a bit out of whack, but we're trying to figure it out, fix it up. It's just trying to make it all much easier to discover what you need and what you're wanting to look for. So this is the explore page. This is where you go when you're looking for something. And so you can use the search bar up here to type some keywords, or you can search by host and contributor. And this is only a selection of them. So you hit this little arrow and you'll get the rest. And I think we've still got a couple more to add in there too. So you can, search by person and find all of their content that way. Down here are all of the different features and a full list of the topics that you can search via that, via topic as well. And then underneath we've got the RCR Express too. So if we go back to the home page, the last thing that I had on there was the blog. So we have got somebody who is looking after the blog and up keeping it updated with the most sort of up-to-date content, things that we think that you guys are going to be interested in reading. If reading is something that you like to do, if you've got time while you're on the bus, or that's just your jam, you can go there and click in and have a read of the opinion pieces that are on the blog. Last at the bottom is the sitemap, so you can go there and find things if you can't find it in the stuff above. Claire has mentioned in the chat that if you're having any problems with your login or password, the best thing that you can do is just to email inbox@realitycheck.radio and Liz and Katie will sort you out there. But that takes me back to their little profile picture that you see up the top here on the right-hand side. It's in the same place on the app. So the little person in the circle, you can click on there and that will take you to your personal profile, and you can choose light and dark mode. You can reload the app, so if there's been an update, you can just soft reload the app and that will hopefully bring in any changes that have been done. If there's an issue that you're having, this is the little bug icon here, has report an issue, so that if you click on that will open up a an email, and so you can send an email and that will go to bugs@realitycheck.radio. So this is going straight to the IT team, who can look at it to see what they can add it to their list of things that can be fixed. You can also choose to Sorry, don't save. You can choose to turn off continuous play if that's what you want, or but it's set to be on. And that is also where you go to if you haven't already signed up as a for RCR Plus. That's where the people who are fresh to the site, they can find their details in there and log in and sign up and all of that jazz. My library. So this is where you have your sort of stuff that is special to you. So this is where you'll see anything that is recently that you've recently watched or listened to. It has a it keeps a record of that. And so if you think, oh, I listened to something last week and I really want to share it with so and so, you can go back in here if you've forgotten who it was, and have a look back through your catalogue. And then down here you've got your favourites. So those are the ones that you push the little plus on, and it logs it into your favourites there, and your downloads if you've managed to download one of the audio only episodes. And I
Yeah,
think
and I have to admit, like Libby's just popped in the comments, she's really missing that routine, getting the shower and popping out and putting the morning show on. I get it. I'm so there with you. I mean, we do have our little routines, but if we could still continue to do that live product, we would have. But it just simply wasn't either resource or cost effective. So the one thing that I know that Alia and Claire and the entire team are so aware of is that this is funded by the people for the people, and that these guys work honestly so hard to make every single dollar go as far as it possibly can and achieve the absolute maximum in terms of impact and reach. So that's where that continuous play button will be your friend. So if you have that routine and you want to listen to something, that's when you go up. And I mean, a lot of stuff is uploaded in the afternoons when you're probably busy and doing stuff and you haven't had a chance to miss it. That's where you go across on that RCR, that the second from what's it called? We just renamed it. It was RCR Talk,
latest.
RCR Latest. And you just go through and pick where you want to start playing from, and then just whack it on and just have it rolling as you would normal live content, and it will just roll from one interview to the next. So I know it is a slight change, but let's face it, I mean, would you much rather do that and listen to Paul talking to Vince Cocirullo? Would you much rather listening to somebody else in the morning live talking to Vince Cocirullo? I know who I would prefer listening to, just quietly.
Thanks, Marie. Yeah, I'm just seeing that there's a note in here in our chat saying that we're cranking up the short shareables this week. And so the aim is going to be one or two each interview. And so it'd be fantastic for people to share as much as they can on those. And also other people have been asking about the radio, the music content. So I'll just stop sharing on that now. We can't play music. We had what do you call it? An agreement with the music industry to play music as a live stream, but we were never allowed to include it in any of our replays or on-demand content. It's just part of like they just don't allow that, so we haven't been able to do that. The only way that we can use music within what we do is when it's when you've paid the royalties on it, or if it's royalty free, like on and the music on the start of an episode for your theme song kind of thing.
And I know, like, for example, the one that I have at the beginning of mine, for example, which is some people may recognize it as Green Onions. I've got a funny feeling it's actually out of copyright because it's so old. So that was part of the reason that we sort of, chose that. But yeah, there's lots of little nuances
Yeah, so
there.
see, somebody said, can local musicians come on and play us some tunes? Probably. In that sort of situation, yes. If it's their music and they give us permission to do that, then yes. But with regular music, that's not the case. Yeah, we've got Claire in the chat looking at what you guys are saying. Is Peter Williams still involved? Peter retired. He decided when he turned 70 that he doesn't want to have a regular kind of show, but he is still very much involved. And so you will hear him on the Fourth Estate, and he'll be giving opinion on the Daily Brief from time to time when it's something that tickles his fancy. And so that's the way he's going to be still involved in more of a casual sort of a fashion.
There was also to his submission as well to the Treaties Principle Bill, which was fantastic. If anyone missed
Yes.
that, you should definitely go and hunt that out. It was really good. Very, very good.
Yeah, it really was. Oh, did we see that the taxpayer union's latest survey included us? Yeah, no, we didn't. That's
Oh, did
interesting.
it? Oh,
Yeah.
well, there you go. I mean, it's funny because I've been talking to Claire and Alia about the app, and I mean, I am, as I said, I am a digital Luddite. The team here, the fact that you get me doing all of this for you guys, believe me, you have no idea the work that they have to put into me to get this to happen for you guys. And I have to say, see, I was one of the people that didn't listen to the live product so much. I was actually a listen to demand person. So if you're a listen on demand person, hopefully you'll have the same experience that I have. The new app format for me, actually, I'm listening to more content than I used to listen to before because of it being in demand, having those short shareables, the 15-minute clips, the daily brief for me is fantastic. I did see someone else say earlier, I think it was Trevor, and he was just saying, yes, but it's old news. I get it in the RCR bites at 6 in the morning. Yeah, you do. You do. But sometimes there's little hints and things that are actually in that daily brief that do not appear in the RCR bites. And I have to say that the daily brief for me has been brilliant. I just know that I can flick that on. Dare I say it? I listen to it when I'm in the shower. I can put it on when I'm in the shower, listen to the daily brief, and go, right, I've got everything that I need to know for the day, and then move on. And I have to say that has been massive. That's been a huge game changer to what I've been listening to. So I guess it's all in degrees, you know, it's what we get used to. And I know it's a change, and it's been a change for us too, but we're working super hard to make sure that we maximize not only your valuable time, but our time, and it's better content for better time, and you know, more cost effective. And I'm really sorry about that fly. I feel like I'm
Yeah,
in an
I've got
episode of
one too.
I feel like I'm in an episode of Breaking Bad. This is so bad.
It's that sort of humidity. I haven't seen much of the comments, but I see that I think it is really important just to say again, in case anybody hasn't kind of got the message, is that this was not a choice between RCR 1.0 and RCR 2.0. It was RCR 2.0 or none RCR. It was, the fact that we're still here is because we don't like giving up, and most people would have given up months ago when they looked at the way that the finances were, like in terms of making this all work is not an easy thing to do. And so this is definitely our big effort to make at this work, because there's so much is resting on it. This is for our children. This is for our children and grandchildren's future. We're not here to play tiddlywinks. We want to create change. We want to have a real impact and influence. Why couldn't we have told this to foundation members? But what we have realized after years in this game is, as soon as you kind of mention anything like this, what you get is an avalanche of people writing in, not understanding the full picture and giving you all of the reasons why you could do this, this, and this, and this, right? And when you have to, and then they expect you to answer them back. And when you put that on a scale of thousands of people, what that means is you spend all your time responding to people instead of actually doing the very thing that you need to do with a small team of people that are pulling this off, to actually give it a chance of working. So you can't, you're actually stuck in this position where you can't say too much too soon, because then all you'll be doing is putting out fires, and we just don't have the time to do that. Oh yeah, why can't we do RCR daily brief earlier in the day? Well, we did actually plan to do that in the first instance, but then what we realized was everybody that is putting effort into making this a happening thing every day is also working on other parts of this operation. And what it really means is that most of us wake up in the morning, whatever time you wake up, start working. We keep working until about midnight. And so if you're going to be putting out a product at, say, 8 o'clock in the morning, that means then you've got to get up at like 4 o'clock in the morning to actually make it all happen, to record it, to get the scripts right, to get all the news right, make sure there hasn't been anything breaking. It's actually really logistically difficult. And we are working with remote, everybody's remote in this team. And there are different parts of the country, some are overseas, and we have a lot of parents. And so there are, you've got the school rush in the morning and all these other things to factor in for key members of our team who we really need to be able to pull this off. So we just thought, okay, what's the best way that we can do this that suits everybody? And that's why we've landed on the 12 o'clock bulletin. And I can tell you that we are spending the moment that we wake up in the morning, we're scanning the news to make sure that there isn't anything that's breaking that we need to add, because we do add it in. And what when you won't find that, as it might be in that last half an hour or 45 minutes where we're pulling it all together, that if there was something at that point in time that is breaking news, that might get missed. But we will try and put it out on other things like social media, like we did on Friday when Diana Sarfati resigned. We put that out on social media instead, and we might record like a breaking news bulletin and add that up behind the scenes of actually how it all works. There's a lot of us paddling very fast.
And as actually, and also too, from that news perspective as well, I mean, as if you were here a little bit later, but I mean, RNZ in the morning show, they have 16 producers to produce that one show. Hosking, I think, has six or seven for his show. Most morning shows have a minimum, and this is commercial radio where, so I'm talking NZ Me, because that's where I came from back in the day. Most of those larger shows will have at least four producers in breakfast, plus you've got a news desk, and that news desk is running overnight, usually with a skeleton crew, and then a breakfast team that comes on anywhere between 3, 4 in the morning to get ready for breakfast news, sometimes even earlier. So, this is why there's a lot of fear in that space, because it has been a very people heavy space. So what we're actually able to achieve on the smell of an oily rag and an absolute shoestring and produce the quality of what we're producing, I know when I started here, it just astounded me. I was stunned at what the team have been able to put out, and the people behind the scenes can put out. So it is really quite a feat, absolutely quite a feat. So yeah, and
Yeah.
just it's
We have the best people, Marie.
yeah, we do
You
have,
know,
oh, we do.
when we decide that we're going to do something, and we often don't know who we need, like you need the people with certain skills and you don't know what you don't know. But every time someone will come along that is just perfect. And we have some amazing people who are doing some really cool things with the graphics and the production, and so they make things look like it is top quality. But we're all working for, a fraction of the cost of what they would be charging if they were working in the mainstream. So we can present like a mainstream equivalent product for a fraction of the cost. And somebody else did ask a while back how they can contribute. Well, it's the same way as usual. So becoming a Foundation Club member, I'll just share quickly again the screen so you can have a look at that. Here we go. So at the top, you can go to the Get RCR Plus tab, and in here, so that's I'm already signed up as an RCR Plus. You can sign in as a Foundation Club member or join the Foundation Member Club, or you can just do it if you're feeling like, if you won lotto or something and you'd like to make a donation, then you can come over to the donate button and just do a one-time donation or a recurring one, which is that really helps us. If we can see that there's recurring donations, it helps us to be able to plan. It's very difficult to plan into the future if you don't know how much money you've got in terms of staffing and making commitments and things like that. So there's a bank transfer option there if you don't want to use credit card. You can set your own amount. So that is the way that you can do that, and also the shop. So we've got all of the RCR merch that I was just talking to Claire today, actually, and she said she went out wearing one of her t-shirts and she was stopped by three people just going out. And that is what we find. It's I haven't had anything negative happen wearing the merch. It's only been positive in all of the years that we've been going. People see you. And they might not be people who know who you are, but they see the t-shirt and they're like, oh, there's a fellow traveller. and it starts a conversation. So it's not only does it sort of help us to keep the ship afloat, but it also helps to spread the word and find each other.
Yeah, absolutely. And I get that all the time too. And it's always neat, you know, and it may be just a little wink or a smile or yeah, it's such a great thing to do. The other thing I did a social. Alia has had to give me a kick in the pants because she knows me professionally from my former life. And it's about social media, because if you ever are a regular listener to Media Matters, you'll know that I have a very love-hate relationship with social media. Because that is how I got into this whole thing, was via social media cancellations. So I have been doing more posts. I've been making myself do it. And one of the ones I did was around the submission to the GE bill, which is due tomorrow. Honestly, if you haven't done it yet, and you are, and you feel like you've got something to say, it's so important to do, and it doesn't have to be a lot. So for me,
No.
I was able to speak from the heart. I live here in Hawke's Bay. We're a GE-free area. Agriculture and horticulture is the hub of what goes on here. We've 2 year anniversary of Cyclone Gabrielle. This, and plus we've just celebrated Art Deco, which is a celebration of the reawakening after the 1931 earthquake. And this GE bill has the ability to be more devastating than both of those events in this region. So for me, that was where I put my submission. And it doesn't need to be a lot. So whatever it is that's
No.
important to you, I know that when I did the webinar with Alistair, it was around labelling as well. I think the fact that they're removing labelling is just insanity. That takes away our choice. Whatever it is, just jot down your thoughts. And very important, start at where you pop it in on the box. Start with "I oppose" or something, words to that effect. So whoever is reading it sees very clearly that you have concerns. So then that way they can categorize where it's at. So if you can do it tonight, that would be a huge help. I think it really will make a difference.
Yes, definitely. Just one more thing. I saw somebody asking where can they send the bug if they've got an issue with the app and they can't do the email through the app. Just send it through to inbox at Reality Check Radio, and Liz and Katie will forward it through to the right place. So we are looking. We do know that there might be some cases where maybe people have got like an older device or something like that. There's maybe some other reason. If you can give as much detail as you can, let them know what device are you having trouble with it looking on, what sort of browser are you running, any other things that describe exactly what is happening, that really helps them to try and figure it out at the other end. Otherwise, they're really stabbing in the dark. And just also to remind people that we are working on the downloads. The IT team is scrolling away really hard in the background there to try and make that work as quick as possible. And I also see people are talking about car windshields. We actually have had our team looking at the car windshield visor things for the merch as an option. And I think that the problem was the shipping, like they were such an awkward size. So I don't think it's not a never, but it was just a difficulty that we had to try and overcome so that we didn't have astronomical kind of shipping costs. This is what we were at these days. People don't really want to pay, huge money for shipping, as I don't either. So we'll keep looking at that. And but also, with everything else going on at the minute, we have to kind of just be careful with where we're putting our financial resources. But I think, we've come up. I thought that this might only be like a half an hour thing, Marie, but here we are, an
You
hour
invited me, Alia. You know I
later.
like to talk. Come on.
Oh, dear.
And as you know, and that we are interactive. I mean, the girls take everything on board, and you know, in terms of that interaction and stuff as well, with us and stuff in real time. You know what? Once we get through this hump and get through this rollout period of 2.0 and get bedded in, that's when we can start working on projects like that. And it might be a case of we have some form of interactive webinar or some form of live on a social media platform like X, where we have got interactivity with you guys that we can do on a regular basis. All of those sorts of things that we're considering. We just need to get the important stuff better done first, because I've got a sneaking suspicion that'll probably end up something that'll end up on Marie's plate, which you know I'm actually looking forward to doing. So then you guys can, you know, chat and talk about different content, and we can have different hosts on, and we can do things like that. So all the thought to do those things is there. want to keep that interaction with you, because it's
Yes.
through you that we know that we're heading in the right direction. And everything that you're sending through to us now, 2057 inbox at realitycheck.radio, isn't going anywhere. It's still coming to us. So do send it, especially my big mate Marty. He loves
Yeah.
mail. Mail makes Marty happy. So
So the thing is,
send Marty some mail.
everybody is doing this for the love of it, right, Marie? All the hosts and the contributors are doing this for the mission. And so, getting a nice email here and there is actually really food for the soul. It keeps you going
It
to know
does.
that you're being appreciated and people like what you're contributing. So please do. It's actually really important. And I'd like to just say a big thank you to Marie and Alistair for pulling off RCR360. That is such quality. And the
Thank
idea
you.
with that is for it to be kind of more of an entry-level product that we're putting out there, content that you guys can share. That's what we make it for. We can only go so far with this stuff. It's the community coming together, taking it, running with it, sharing it out. That's when we start to have the impact. So please, if you can do that, send it to your friends, send it to your family. And we're trying to kind of keep it on topics that will be interesting to others as well outside of our ecosystem. I've just got this. There are actually other stickers in the shop that I don't think are on the actually you can't see them, but they are there. And so somebody was saying, why don't you just pop a RCR sticker on a car visor window? I thought that was a really good hack, actually. Just go to the go to the $2 shop and stick some stickers on it, and then there you go. Bob's your uncle. I think that is us for the evening, Marie.
Yes,
Yeah.
thank you. And thank you for everyone for being so honest in the chat as well. We share your frustration. I mean, they've had to, with 360, believe me, the technology that I have in my bedroom now, but this has been the private running joke in our production team. I keep saying to them, the neighbors are going to think that I'm making pornos in here now with everything that I've got. But you know what? This is, we do it because we love it. We do it because we want to make a difference. We do it because we hear your frustrations out there. We know what's frustrating you. We know what's getting you down. And we want to be able to create content that helps keep you informed and allows you to share things, whether it be in a big bite size, a big feast like 360, or small little shareables. So then that way you can bring people along the journey with us and with you. So, do keep sharing. I mean, honestly, if you can't afford to contribute financially, sharing is the best thing you can do. Believe me, it's so
Yeah,
important.
absolutely. Thank you all. And I see all the love in the chat. Thank you all so much. We do really, really appreciate it. It can be sometimes a challenging task what we're doing here, but we're not giving up. We're not quitters. So we'll keep going as long as we possibly can. And bigger and better, I say.
Yeah, absolutely. And Claire's been lightning fingers in the chat. So
Yes.
she's amazing. She says she's been answering a whole heap of questions in there as well. So if you know somebody that couldn't make it tonight, this has been recorded. So do flick it across to them and hold a hand. If you've got someone struggling with the app or struggling with the website, you've now got your head around it. Hold their hand and take them on the journey with you. I've been doing that with some people that I know too. So that all helps as well. Thank you.
Yeah. Thanks, everybody. We'll see you next time. Bye, Marie.
Bye.